the first question I had for you was, what was the reaction from the student body whenever the announcement was made that spring semester would start a week later and there would be no spring break?
Definitely intense frustration. I think this change wasn't exactly expected from students. I don't think any of us had even had the forethought to go, oh, they might take away our spring break. So intense frustration. I think if people take a step back and think about it, they'll probably understand the mentality going into it. But what we're realizing right now is right around now, maybe even this past weekend, we were supposed to have our fall break, and students are really struggling right now, and school is very difficult. We're at our wit's end, and those kind of breaks are the things that we look forward to. We use them as check marks throughout the semester, and to not have those right now has been really, really hard on us. So frustration, anger, and just kind of fear for what's coming.
Yeah, that's one of the main concerns that I've seen, was the mental break that students need in the middle of a semester. And I did bring that up to President Staniford, and he said they're looking at ways to somehow bring in mini mental breaks through this semester somehow. What would, I guess, is there another option you would foresee that maybe the school should have looked at other than completely taking out spring break?
Sure. Well, the first thing is that they decided to do starting a week later rather than ending a week earlier. I think that's one thing that students are also frustrated with, because at that point, we've already had several weeks of break over January, and so then to just add another week and still be in school until the same date has been a little frustrating. I think there are, I'm an optimist in this way, that I think that there are so many ways, if people choose to be creative, to create that mental space, whether that be no assignments over this designated weekend, or one day off of classes, or there's so many options if we just take a step back and go, what is the real problem going on with students? And right now for us, it's just everything is virtual. We're stuck on our computers, and there's just no time. I mean, you think about it, having a due date of midnight on a Tuesday night, students are going to use up until that midnight time, and then they're not going to bed until 2 a.m. after that, right? So I think we just need to think about not just giving a day off, but think, what are the real issues and the real struggles facing students, and how can we remedy that, even if it's just for a weekend or a week or whatever that may be.
Is that something you're hopeful for, that the university will look for? Maybe not, like you said, maybe not having a whole week off, but like you said, maybe just a block where there's no assignments due?
I am hopeful that students will keep them accountable to that. That's something that Student Senate, my position is within Student Senate, so that we are trying to focus on things like, we're trying to get the pass-fail grading scale, get that instated for this semester. And the difficult thing is that professors have one mentality, administration has another, and students have another. And in my opinion, obviously biased, but students are the most important because we're the ones that are really being affected by this. So I'm hopeful that students will hold them accountable. There are so many petitions being made every semester, students speaking their minds, and I've definitely been very vocal alongside the rest of the Student Senate to try to at least get them to think about it. It is difficult sometimes to get the administration and the professors to listen, but we are a vocal student body, and I do have hope that we will keep them accountable.
Along the lines of being a vocal student body, I did see that there was a petition going around for the pass-fail option. Can you explain what the reasoning is behind the wanting the pass-fail option?
Yeah, of course. I had a conversation with the provost several weeks back now, asking for the pass-fail grading scale, because we did it last semester. And the reasoning behind it, and this is semi-quote from what the university sent out, but because of the unprecedented times facing students, they wanted to alleviate some of the stress by allowing pass-fail. Pass-fail would not affect your GPA, and a pass indicates a C or higher, and a fail is a D or lower. So if anything, our situation has just gotten worse. We installed the Canvas learning management system alongside Sakai. So that means that our grades and our assignments are in two different spots, as well as I'm on 8 different websites that I need to keep track of on a daily basis. And I'm someone that loves to make lists, loves to get things done, but I've had to throw my hands up in the air and just push everything off until the next day because I'm so frustrated by it. So I see the semester as worse than last, and I think if the reasoning going into last semester was unprecedented times, it should apply to this semester as well. We've been back and forth. We've been going into quarantine. We've been, you know, dealing with the social aspects of not being able to see our friends, our family, going out, just even going out to restaurants is against the rules at this point. So one thing that would greatly alleviate not only my stress, but just I think about freshmen and how they must be having such a difficult time as well with getting adjusted to school. I just think it's an option that should be available. And what we're advocating for is the option to apply it to any class, not requiring it. So you wouldn't have to choose all or nothing. It would just be whichever classes you would like to take the pass-fail option on a class-by-class basis.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to add that I maybe haven't asked you about as far as it maybe relates to the schedule or just coronavirus as it relates to the student body as a whole?
I think, not sure what demographic you're, this story is for, but I think just raising awareness for the fact that this has been very difficult on student health, student mental health especially. We are, while we're in that middle stage between kids and adults, and we're not quite sure how to stay afloat every once in a while. So, through everything, though, Bradley has been kind of the hot spot for the first COVID cases in the area over the summer and going into quarantine. We're all trying our best, and we just hope that the administration and that the professors are going to continue to look out for us and hopefully have our best interests at heart.